Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Up until recent times, anyone unable to cope in life and considered strange in his manner of living was often called a madman. But in modern times, madness has been divided into different areas of either mental illness or spiritual bondage. The first is depression, tied in with negative thinking about personal problems, while the other refers to real demon possession. People with mental problems may have something physically wrong in their brain, such as with epilepsy. Also, or alternatively, they may be entrapped by harmful thought patterns, habits and behaviours which have kept them from living free and productive lives. In Bible times, these behavioural symptoms were often considered to be due to demon possession and therefore were regarded as being incurable. There are many things still unknown about mental functioning of the human brain, but we do know there is a difference between our mind and our brain. Our mind is part of our soul and will live on forever. Our brains are organic matter. When we die physically, we'll be separated from our bodies and our brains will return to dust. Depression often involves a kind of self-obsession in which all the person is able to think about is his own problems, pain and despair. One way to deal with depression and stop the negative cycle is to start praising God for everything you can think of. His greatness, His love and all He has done for you, how valuable you are to Him. Praising God draws focus away from your own problems while helping others. Each person has to be willing to throw off excess baggage that invites bondage to the mind. Whenever we go into a deep sleep, our mind stops thinking, but our brain keeps right on working, with all the normal bodily functions continuing like breathing and heart pumping. Demon possession is generally defined as the control of a person's mind or actions by an evil spirit. In the pecking order of life, God and the Lord Jesus are the most powerful of all. After them come the angels and Satan with all his fallen angels or demons. Next in line are human beings. It's impossible for people to win against Satan or an evil spirit without God's help. Each person battling satanic influences needs to give themselves to Jesus completely and ask Him to break the bondage that they may have created in their own lives. Today's Bible adventure drama took place when Jesus was teaching in a synagogue and comes from Luke chapter 4 and Mark chapter 1.
Dear, have you had that talk with our son?
Not yet. Haven't had the proper opportunity.
He's getting worse.
I know. I'll make the opportunity. Talk to him this very day. Son, I think it's time I had a father-to-son talk with you.
What about, Father?
You. Well, your mother and I think you're getting to be quite a wild young man.
Wild?
Well, you're doing things you shouldn't. Wicked, bad things.
I'm having fun, enjoying myself, if that's what you mean.
I mean the path you're taking leads downward to eternal destruction.
Oh, Father, you worry too much. I'm merely indulging in innocent fun.
Folly, not fun. You tread upon dangerous ground, my son. Once on the downward path, the descent becomes faster and faster until finally evil perverts the mind and Satan takes control.
You misjudge me, Father. I mean, I have no intention of sinking as low as you so vividly describe. No one shall control me, especially not Satan.
Then discontinue your evil ways. Be noble as you once were. Be truthful and honest. Be worthy of a good name, or you shall become a reproach to your family and bring dishonor to yourself.
Oh, as I said, Father, you worry too much. I am young, and I intend to enjoy myself while I'm still young. When the time comes, the proper time, I shall do as you suggest. I shall become an honorable man and a credit to you and mother, and myself. I can and will change whenever I choose to change. No one can control me, not even the evil one.
Son, you're getting worse.
What are we to do about our son?
I don't know. I've talked to him many times, threatened him, advised him, warned him, even begged him. But he won't listen. He keeps right on sinking lower and lower.
Sometimes his talk makes no sense, as if he were insane.
I'll talk to him again during one of his more sane, sober moods. Son, I'd like to...
I know. You wish to talk to me about me. Well, don't. It'll do no good. It's too late. I'm helpless. I'm under the complete control of Satan, as you said I'd be. He's lured me with many charming promises of pleasure and power, but now that I am in his power, no longer is he charming. He's become fiendish in his cruelty to me, and terrible in his angry visitation when I try to repent and change.
Insane. Possessed of evil spirits.
Evil spirits? Yes, I am possessed by evil spirits. They control me. I obey them. I obey them because they tell me to.
He's a disgrace to us and a burden to himself, a result of the so-called pleasures of sin.
Our son, possessed with evil spirits. Jesus is here in Capernaum.
What's so exciting about that? He often comes here to visit and rest at the home of Simon Peter.
Jesus is going to speak on the Sabbath in the house of worship.
We'll go hear him. Ready to go, dear?
Ready.
I'm going to.
You? Why this sudden interest in going to worship services?
I'm going to.
Are the evil spirits telling you to go?
Evil spirits. Evil spirits forced me to go. I go!
As Jesus was in the synagogue speaking of the kingdom he had come to establish and of his mission to set free the captives of Satan, he was interrupted by a shriek of terror.
Let us alone! What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? Oh, I know thee. Thou art the Holy Son of God. I am kept helpless. Satan has me.
Hold thy peace, my son. And as for thee, evil spirit, come out of the boy and hurt him not.
Oh, Holy One.
Our world is made up at present by two kingdoms, God's kingdom of light and Satan's kingdom of darkness. There is a day promised in Scripture when Satan's kingdom will be completely overthrown. For Christians, we need not fear devils and demons because the Holy Spirit living in us is stronger than Satan. But we do need to be careful because we can do nothing in our own strength and shouldn't provoke demons. Any person can easily open up their lives to satanic influence in many ways. One is by reading a horoscope, because the person, either a Christian or non-Christian, think that they'll find out more of their future. Getting involved with a fortune teller can start the process of entering into witchcraft and deception. Some people open their minds to evil spirits by certain types of meditation. Adding the use of illegal drugs and alcohol can further take away mental awareness and self-control. Addicted people are under the influence of an evil spirit. In Bible times, Jesus healed many people, including children, from demon possession. The most extreme case is given in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. A man from the land across the lake from Galilee was called Legion because there were so many demons in him. Along with the demon-possessed man Jesus had healed in the synagogue, these demons in Legion immediately witnessed loudly that Jesus was the Son of the Most High God. In some cases, demon possession can cause physical problems, such as inability to speak, blindness, or self-harm. In other cases, it causes the individual to have a personality change, such as depression or aggression, supernatural strength, antisocial behavior, and or the ability to share new but correct information that no one had a natural way of knowing. However, it's important not to label every depressed person as being controlled by an evil spirit. From missionaries' experiences, demon possession also seems related to the worship of heathen idols and the possession of occult materials. Some people develop an unhealthy fascination with the occult and demonic activity. This is unwise and unbiblical. Letting our minds dwell on the kingdom of darkness will quickly rob us of the joy we can find in living for Jesus each hour of the day. Concerning the involvement of demons in the lives of Christians, the Apostle Peter is an illustration of the fact that a believer can be influenced by the devil. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 16, after the Lord Jesus had told his disciples he was going to be killed, Peter took him aside and rejected such a thing. Jesus turned from Peter and rebuked Satan and his influence in Peter directly, for Satan through Peter was trying to dissuade Jesus from doing his Father's will. There are no examples in Scripture of a believer in Christ being possessed by a demon. Most theologians believe that a Christian cannot be possessed because he has the Holy Spirit abiding within him, and the Spirit of God will not share residence with a demon. However, a Christian who has wandered from the path of faith may find themselves under attack from an evil spirit. If we pursue God and clothe ourselves with the whole armor of God to rely on his strength, we have nothing to fear from the evil one, for God rules over all. There's also the additional consideration that Satan and his evil host can do nothing the Lord doesn't allow them to do. This being the case, Satan, while thinking he's accomplishing his own purposes, is actually accomplishing God's good purposes, as in the case of Judas' betrayal. Many people fear the dark side of the spirit world, the countless number of fallen angels called demons or devils, who, like Satan himself, have become very corrupt and evil. Many books and films have taken advantage of this fear. The reality is, however, that demons fear true Christians far more than true Christians should ever fear them. Satan's perpetual aim is to intrude into your thoughts with his thoughts and to promote his lies in the face of God's truth. He knows that if he can control your thoughts, he can control your life. If Satan can distract us from the work God has given us to do, he's gained a victory. We must be very careful to watch how we occupy our time. Each day can be filled up with unimportant things and leave us with very little done for the Lord. Much of what is being passed off today as mental illness is nothing more than a battle for our minds. Proverbs chapter 23 says, "As he thinks within himself, so he is." You don't do anything without first thinking about it. All behavior is the product of what we choose to think or believe. We cannot know what people are thinking, but we can observe what people do. Trying to change a person's behavior without changing what they believe and therefore think will never produce any lasting results. A 5-year-old boy was sent to the office of his Christian school for hurting several other children in the playground. When quizzed about his behavior, the boy said he heard voices in his head telling him to hurt others. The thoughts were so loud that the only way to quiet them was to obey, even when he knew he'd get into trouble. With counseling, the boy was able to renounce the bad behavior and call on Jesus to make the voices in his head leave him. Satan also uses the strategy of accusing Christians in their minds about some past failure to defeat them and their effectiveness for the Lord. Romans chapter 8 says, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" It is God who justifies Christians, and Jesus sits at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. When accusations come into our minds, we must command Satan to leave us in Jesus' name. If you haven't started out in the Christian life yet, think about these things. God is more powerful than anyone else on earth, and he will protect you if you place your whole self into his care and keeping. With time, old habits and patterns of living will be replaced or overcome as you continually renew your mind through Bible reading and prayer. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, God himself says, "I will never leave you, I will never abandon you." The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus is